If you like what you see, please like and share the video, and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are Dan Kritschke, Aiden O'Connor, and Max Robert. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description. On Friday, March 28th, a satanic group who had been given a permit to openly worship Satan on the grounds of the Kansas State Capitol attempted to enter the Capitol building to perform a black mass. The satanic demonstration was met with a counter-protest of Christians across the street. According to a news report, quote, after about 2 hours of speeches, prayers, and sign-waving among hundreds of people, mostly segregated by barricades staffed by law enforcement officers, Satanic Grotto President Michael Stewart, with supporters and reporters in tow, entered the State House to conduct what he had described as a black mass. He was warned at the door to the visitor center that any formal protest inside the building that violated a permit limiting his religious expression to the lawn and steps of the Capitol would result in his arrest for trespassing. What we only want is the right that every American has, Stewart said. I've heard people say we are setting a precedent. Well, if that precedent is freedom of religion for everyone in public spaces, yes, that's what we're trying to establish. We are dragging this issue out in the light and we'll let the people look at it. The issue is we're not all being treated the same here. And this leaves Christians wondering, how could this happen? How could Satanists be allowed to worship openly and publicly at a state capitol? This is a Christian country built by Christians on Christian principles. And while there may be some truth to that, the reality is this country was built on the Freemasonic principle of liberty. And one of those liberties is freedom of religion. The leader of the Satanic Grotto is right. Under the Constitution, he has the same rights as Christians. So what does that say about the Constitution? The reality is these rights and liberties our nation was founded on are erroneous. And they are the reason we are today on the verge of collapse. The idea that people of different religions, values, and ideals can live in harmony without one ideology holding dominance over the others is just as unattainable as the communist utopia. It's just taking longer for it to implode, mainly because for the bulk of its existence, the Christian ideology was dominant in America, but that's no longer the case, and we find ourselves in a mess. Now you might say, well, let's go back to Christian dominance. Not possible. At least not with this current constitution. The heathens have demanded their rights, and our constitution has given it to them. No, we cannot go back to the America of old. This was bound to happen, and it would just happen again, because the problem is the principle of liberty. We need to realize that separation of church and state, freedom of religion, etc., are errors. Pope Pius IX said in Quanta Cura, which false and perverse opinions are on that ground the more to be detested because they chiefly tend to this, that the solitary influence be impeded and even removed, which the Catholic Church, according to the institution and command of her divine author, should freely exercise even to the end of the world, not only over private individuals, but over nations, peoples, and sovereign princes, and tend also to take away that mutual friendship and concord of councils between church and state, which has ever proved itself propitious and solitary, both for religious and civil interests. From which totally false ideas of social government, they do not fear to foster that erroneous opinion that liberty of conscience and worship is every man's personal right, which ought to be legally proclaimed and asserted in every rightly constituted society, and that a right resides in the citizens to an absolute liberty, which should be restrained by no authority, whether ecclesiastical or civil, whereby they may be able openly and publicly to manifest and declare any of their ideas whatever, either by word of mouth, by press, or any other means. Separation of church and state and freedom of religion have been condemned by the Catholic Church, but not just that. The Catholic religion is the only religion that has the right to be recognized by the state and allowed publicly. The Syllabus of Errors by Pius IX says that the statement, quote, in the present day it is no longer expedient that the Catholic religion should be held as the only religion of the state to the exclusion of all other forms of worship, is an error. In other words, the opposite is true. And the state has the duty and obligation to uphold and defend the Catholic Church against her enemies, punishing those who offend it. Pope Leo XIII wrote in Libertas, civil society must acknowledge God as its founder and parent, and must obey and reverence his power and authority. Justice therefore forbids, and reason itself forbids, the state to be godless, or to adopt a line of action which would end in godlessness, namely, to treat the various religions as they call them alike, and to bestow upon them promiscuously equal rights and privileges. Since then the profession of one religion is necessary in the state, that religion must be professed which alone is true, and which can be recognized without difficulty, especially in the Catholic states. Pius IX wrote in Quanta Cura, for you well know, venerable brethren, that at this time men are found not a few who dare to teach that the best constitution of public society, and also civil progress altogether, requires that human society be conducted and governed without regard being had to religion, any more than if it didn't exist, or at least without any distinction being made between the true religion and false ones, and against the doctrine of Scripture, of the Church, and of the Holy Fathers, they do not hesitate to assert that that is the best condition of civil society in which no duty is recognized as attached to the civil power or restraining by enacting penalties offenders against the Catholic religion. What we had in Kansas was the absurdity of religious liberty on display. And it's only going to get worse. Public Satanism, drag queen story hours in public libraries, litter boxes in public schools because kids think they're a cat. These are not abuses of the liberties granted to us in the Constitution. They are the natural progression of them. So let's turn to our pseudo-conservative leaders like Sean Hannity, Jordan Peterson, Ben Shapiro, Dennis Prager, and others for guidance, right? Wrong. The only rightly ordered society is one in which the government is guided and directed openly by the Catholic Church, where Catholicism alone enjoys the right of public worship, and where Christ is proclaimed as King. Some of those guys object to the notion of Christ the King, and none of them want to be ruled by the Catholic Church. You see, they're not really conservatives, they're liberals. They're just not as bad as Democrats. All these pseudo-conservative commentators are libertarians. They believe in these liberties that have been condemned by the Catholic Church, separation of church and state, freedom of religion, unbridled freedom of speech and expression, freedom of the press and education. Oh, sure, they may object to some of the symptoms, but they don't want to cure the disease. But make no mistake, these are liberal ideas, and anyone who agrees with them is a liberal. And if you'll notice, the American conservatives, so-called, who I call pseudo-conservatives, are all moving to the left. Why? Because Trump and the Republican Party have moved to the left, and that's only going to continue. So get past the American political left versus right, liberal versus pseudo-conservative, Democrat versus Republican paradigm. It's two sides to the same coin, liberty. The Republican Party is not going to save us. When it comes politically expedient, they move to the left and leave us in the dust. I mean, Shapiro, who owns half these guys, is Jewish, as are half the other so-called conservatives, and I don't mean that in a derogatory way, but they don't care about the spiritual needs of Christians and upholding the rights of the Catholic Church. They're the ones who started the whole saying Christ is King is anti-Semitic. These aren't the leaders you are looking for. If you want guidance, read the popes before the Second Vatican Council. Folks, we can't complain about public Satanism and claim to be for freedom of religion. Now, some people will say, well, he tried to go into the Capitol building to perform a black mass, which violated his permit. It doesn't matter. He was given a permit to worship Satan on the Capitol lawn and steps. That's bad enough. That wouldn't have happened 20 years ago. How long do you think it will be before they are allowed to perform a black mass inside the Capitol? Satanism is real. I don't believe these guys are atheists like they claim, except maybe for some of the bottom feeders. I don't believe them when they say they don't really believe in Satan. They're just doing this to be rebellious. I don't buy they're all running around looking ridiculous to be profound. They all say the people above them are also in high positions in our society, and they would lose those positions if they were found out. So why are those guys involved in Satanism if it doesn't mean anything? Why would they risk so much to what? Enjoy the irony of it all? Give me a break. These guys worship the father of lies, but we're supposed to believe they are truthful. No servant is above his master. Now, you might say, well, I can understand freedom of religion for the various forms of Christianity or even Buddhism or Islam, but not Satanism. Well, that's not what the Constitution says, nor how it's been interpreted. And it doesn't matter what the Founding Fathers may have wanted. It's what they put into action that matters. And if what they put into action, the Constitution, wasn't deeply flawed, we wouldn't be here. Besides, Jesus said, "He who does not gather scatters," and Protestants have certainly scattered the body of Christ. And Paul said, "All of the gods of the Gentiles are devils." So it's all the same to varying degrees. But yes, a religious tolerance can be granted to Protestants, Jews, and Muslims, giving them the right to private worship in peace that cannot be granted to Satanism or witchcraft, because they are a menace. Under Christendom, a Satanist or witch would be given the opportunity to repent and be reconciled with God, and if they refused, they would be removed from society. Satanism is dangerous and harmful to the greater good, both physically and spiritually. Now, I know there are Christians, even Catholics, who are now saying, oh, they just need to be told that Jesus loves them and is willing to take them back and save their souls. Well, they know that. Everyone in America has heard that. They know it and have rejected it. They have no claim to ignorance. We've been singing the Hate the Sin, Love the Sinner song for decades, and the problem has only gotten worse. Christians stood by as our Christian culture was ripped from us by the courts thanks to freedom of religion and separation of church and state, and adopted that line of thinking as if people would naturally choose good over evil. That's not how our fallen nature works. Given the opportunity, humans will always choose evil, even if they don't realize that's what they're doing. So it's time for some tough love. For any Satanists who might be listening to me, hear me out. You're not going to win. Satan has already lost. You're on the losing team. You're not going to storm heaven and take it over or whatever you believe. Satan has lost twice and is about to receive his third and final defeat when he will be cast into hell for all eternity, where there is wailing and gnashing of teeth. And he wants to take you with him so he can torture you for all eternity. And you will go to hell if you continue on this path. That's right. Hell is torture for all eternity. It's not an orgy where everyone's getting drunk and listening to rock and roll or whatever nonsense you've been told. Your master hates you and has lied to you. Satan doesn't love you. He's incapable of love. And he will eventually turn on you. Don't believe me? Tell him no and see what happens. But you don't have to go to hell. As long as you're breathing, you can switch sides and be on the winning team, no matter what you've done. Now, you might say, I can't. I signed an oath in blood, took the blood baptism or whatever ritual you did to sell your soul to the devil. Another lie of Satan. You can't sell your soul. You don't own it. Jesus does. And all you have to do is renounce and repent. I would suggest you see a Catholic priest to help you with that. The very fact that there is now open and public satanic worship in and around our institutions should be a wake-up call to all American Christians of the dangers of separation of church and state and freedom of religion, and that the only answer is church oversight, limits on speech, expression, the press, and education, and only the true religion allowed publicly, some allowed privately, and the rest banned. Look, is Christianity the true religion or not? If it is, then it and it alone has the right to be recognized. Christ has the right to be recognized publicly as king, and God has the right to be worshipped by all. Many Christians will say, okay, but which church? Well, the Catholic Church, of course. It and it alone was founded by Christ. Read history, read the Bible, then read the early church fathers and see what they said the true meaning of Scripture is. Look at the many verified miracles of the Catholic Church. You can discover for yourself quite easily, if you go into it objectively, that Catholicism is the true religion. Besides, Protestants and evangelical Christians, this was your baby. America was your project. The United States was your country and not ours, right? I mean, that's what you've told me my whole life. And look how it ended up. The Catholic Church has been doing it this way for 1,000 years, and everything worked smoothly until you guys showed up, you and the Freemasons. This is on you. You guys are the ones who screwed this up. Why should we think that you can fix it when you couldn't do it right the first time? It's time to let the big boys take over. Until my next video, God bless.